98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The head of education in Wisconsin says her department needs more power under the law to investigate teacher misconduct. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
This all started with a story from the Cap Times. They found that over a five-year period, there were 200 investigations into teacher misconduct, leading to revoked or surrendered licenses that did not show up in the existing database from the Department of Public Instruction. A couple weeks ago, there was a hearing in the Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency. State Superintendent Jill Underley was out of the state and did not attend. But the Senate Committee on Education had their own hearing Tuesday, and this time, Underley was there.
Student safety is not political. It's a moral responsibility that we all share. And as both your state superintendent and as a mom, that responsibility guides everything that I do. And that's why in recent weeks, it's been deeply disappointing to see attempts to turn this serious issue into yet another partisan political sideshow.
When asked whether the DPI has enough resources to properly investigate claims of educator misconduct, Underley says what they really need is subpoena power or the ability to compel people to do interviews.
Today, the DPI lacks subpoena power during investigations, meaning we rely on voluntary cooperation of witnesses, district officials, and others to gather critical information.
During the hearing Tuesday, Underley laid out some ways the legislature could help, including by passing a law that defines grooming. She also asked that lawmakers close the loophole for private school teachers. They do not need licenses to teach in Wisconsin and therefore can't be investigated by the DPI either. Underley also announced the DPI is launching a new database that shows teachers who have surrendered their licenses or had them revoked. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
155 people will be out of a job in May when the contract between UWO and food service provider Elior ends. Elior filed a WARN notice with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development this week, saying it will be, quote, forced to conduct layoffs. Alex Hummel, executive director of University Relations and Communications, said Elior has chosen not to participate in UWO's ongoing food service vendor selection process. Hummel says there will be a new provider in spring.
We anticipate and have high confidence that will cause zero disruption to students, to university folks who rely on a food vendor to provide the food we need.
Elior's 155 employees in Oshkosh will be laid off as of May 17, 2026. The Kaukauna Police Department is changing procedures after reports of an officer dumping a lost house cat in a field sparked community outrage. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
In body cam video, you can hear the officer begrudgingly agree to take the cat to the Humane Society. Instead, he drove to a field about a mile away and dumped the cat there, which the officer later admitted. The cat's owner recognized him on a Facebook post and went to pick him up at the shelter, but the cat, named Walter, wasn't there. After a three-hour search, Walter was found in a swampy area near the field and is back home now. But there's been community outcry about the way the officer treated the lost cat. In a statement posted Monday, Kaukauna Police apologized to Walter's owner and said the officer has received corrective action. The department said the incident prompted them to put new guidelines in place directing officers to transport all domesticated animals they take into custody to the Fox Valley Humane Society. I'm Connie Fellman.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Lung Association, more than 35 million Americans live with lung disease. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in the United States, not counting skin cancer, right behind breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. Someone is diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. about every 2 minutes, with around 360 deaths per day. That means roughly 1 in 5 cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends yearly lung cancer screenings for anyone who is between 50 and 80 years old, has a 20-pack year or more smoking history, and smokes now or has quit within the past 15 years. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
According to last month's Marquette Law School poll, there's an emergent issue for Wisconsin voters: large data centers. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman reports.
55% of voters say the costs outweigh the benefits. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. He says on this issue, party lines aren't clear.
It's not like we've had a huge debate for years about data centers the way we have about the Affordable Care Act. So the partisan lines are not clearly drawn at this point.
That could change if campaigns begin to stake out positions.
Check back in a year or 2 years and see if that party divide has developed on this issue.
The poll interviewed over 800 voters over a one-week period in mid-October. It has a margin of error at 4.5 percentage points. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, just trying to go out the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers. We're going to drop into the low 40s. Tomorrow, a few scattered off and on showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.